It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Benny, thank you so much for taking the time, man. I don't know where you find the time, because it feels like I can't, just looking at what you've accomplished over the last few years, does it feel to you like you're always working?
Yes. But I like it. I like it. It's fun.
When did you cross over that threshold of where you're producer behind the scenes, and then you decide to be producer out front and actually put your name on the product?
Yeah, I remember I was with Ed Sheeran. We were on tour together, and I remember sitting there, and we had just watched The Defiant Ones, that HBO special with Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine. And I remember we're sitting there, and we're backstage, and Ed goes, "Man, what the hell are we doing with our lives? We're not doing enough stuff." And he was like, "I'll be right back." And then he went and played a sold out stadium. And I sat backstage and I'm like, "What are we doing with our lives?" And I remember I like got on the phone with my manager and I was like, "Maybe I should start like being the artist like Dr. Dre did." And then I like asked all my friends, and I was waiting for everyone to be like, "Hey, this is a terrible idea, Benny." But everyone was just like, "No, you should do it." So then I kind of just did it. And I haven't looked back.
It's kind of best of all worlds, because you're not doing the out front. I mean, even go back to, you know, Dallas Austin, Dark Child, you know, and all that. There's not the signature. It's not Khaled. And I'm sure there's no disrespect to anybody else in the way that they're doing it, but you're also not out front like Dre, you know, put himself on the record and that kind of thing. You're just being Benny Blanco and making amazing stuff.
Yeah, I guess I'm just, you know, I'm one of those people who want to be the center of attention with like five friends, not with the world, but sure. That's like my favorite type of thing. But I honestly, I don't know. It's weird. It's a lot weirder than I thought. I didn't think I was going to get as big as I did. I thought it would be like, oh, like eventually I'll have like one song that connects, and it's like, it's crazy. It's so weird. I do definitely miss being more behind the scenes in some regards.
Is doing interviews and stuff like that weird?
No, the fame side is weird.
Like people constantly coming up to you and stuff like that? Like, yeah, you have no privacy?
Yeah, I went from my whole life, I was a guy that had all the good parts about being famous, except being famous. I had all the perks. getting into concerts, getting to good restaurants. And now I don't have that so much anymore. And it's the one thing that like, I really like don't envy for artists. And it's like, I never got it. I was like, oh yeah, but you get to do all this stuff. And then now sitting here, it's a little bit invasive.
Where's the weirdest place that somebody's come up and said, "Hey, you're Benny Blanco"? Does inside one stick out?
Inside of the bathroom while I'm going to the bathroom.
Did they try to shake your hand? My guy tried to shake my hand. And it's like, dude, this is not the place. Well, give me a minute.
Yeah, that happens like not a lot. It's like a lot like that in the bath. And especially with someone like me, because I'm like fart jokes type of guy. So it's like, yeah, it's honestly, I always play into it and do something. But, you know, you got to admire. It's like, first of all, when I was younger, if I saw someone, I was so scared. I never went up to anyone. Like, so for people that have the courage to go up to people is crazy. And you know, I don't mind it at all.
Have you missed an opportunity like that?
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I actually, the first time I ever saw Drake, we were both in the bathroom right next to each other, sitting in the stall next to each other.
Don't look.
Yeah. Don't and I was look. Like, I was like, I just pretended I didn't even see him.
Straight ahead. So,
nervous.
Straight ahead, bro. That's bro code. I don't care who you are, and I don't care who they are. You look straight ahead, especially.
Yeah, exactly.
So great, though, if Drake was like telling everyone the same story, like, "Yo, I went into the bathrooms one time and Benny was sitting next to me, but I didn't want to be weird or anything like that, so I just kept looking straight forward."
Yeah, exactly.
And if Drake was going around telling everybody how blessed you are, that would be, see, then you're like, "Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah,
is this exactly. Canadian code? What are you not supposed to look?"
I need to know what comes first. You think about the artist and you're like, "I'm going to write a song for that person," or write a song with that person. Or if you write a song and you're like, "You know, it'd be great on this track."
It's different every single time. And every time the song type is different. Sometimes I come up with the beat first. Sometimes I come up with the lyrics first. Sometimes I'm taking a and I'm like, oh my God, it's the best idea in the world. You know what I mean? Oh, hey, Maddie, mark that down. And it's 6:08.
Yep. Yeah, I got the F word a few minutes ago too. I got that one. So we're good. We're good.
She's on it. She's all over it.
I'm done.
By the way, each of those need to be an individual bleep. Just so you know. You. Is there somebody that's still on your list? I can't imagine there's anybody left.
You know who was on my list that I just worked with and now we work all the time is SZA. She was really on my list and we've been working a lot for her new album.
Who surprised you that they were so good in the studio? That they were like really great to work with. You were like, man, that was awesome. I mean, besides, Kayla's crossing. I know. Hang on.
Really I'm hoping he says Kanye. Cause I'm like, I feel like Kanye would just be like one that you just sit there and watch him. And you're
it's insane. And especially cause I grew up like idolizing him. So it's like, it was so important to my growth. Like the fact that like, if I see, not even that, like the fact if I like am at a restaurant and run into Kanye, Kanye's gonna be like, yo, like it's crazy to me. Like, you know, in 2004, that was like the most important thing to my life. I've been following Kanye since probably 2002, 2001.
Through the Wire, still one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I was following him since before he made music. I was following him since he was a producer. And I remember, just like the first time I was ever really in a room with him, I looked at him and I said, oh my God, it's Kanye West in real life. I was like, this is just you in real life. Like, cause you know, we had met a few times over the years, but when we like were working in the studio together and he's like, all right, play me the idea. I'm like, what the f-? Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Do you adjust what you do to the different artists? I would imagine there's certain level of that, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's still Benny Blanco producing this record and you've got your process.
I look at it like weightlifting. Like the artist is on the bench press and I'm like spotting. If sometimes I need to lift heavier, sometimes they got it. And I just gotta like, I get in where I fit in, you know?
Is it hard to just let them go?
No, because you pick your battles. Sometimes you let them go and then you might be like, oh, this isn't the right thing. And then they do something in that is so much better than you would have ever thought of. And you got to just let people go on their own tangents and journeys.
It's just like us. It's just like us, guys.
Exactly, Chet.
What are your feelings on sampling? Like, I always think of Ariana with when she sampled NSYNC and Backstreet and all that stuff. Like, what are your thoughts on sampling?
I grew up sampling. Like that's how I grew up. It's crazy because like a lot of my songs, for someone who grew up doing stuff like that, like I don't sample a ton. I used to though a ton and I still do. Like I don't know. I love sampling. I love sample records. I love reworks. We're all just innovating off something that already happened, like when we make music anyways, so you might as well sample sometimes.
For those of you who are not watching this, Benny is sitting out in his backyard right now, and we're doing this on a Zoom call. So what are you grilling for us?
After this? Actually, at my friend's house, there's not a grill. There's a cooler in front of me. So I'll need to put something. It's warm here today, guys. It's warm.
Sure. If we're bringing something to the backyard party, what do we need to bring for you? What's your drink?
I made a thing that was so good. We took like the other day we were eating Japanese food and we like pureed watermelon and then shiso, which is kind of like a basil type thing. And then we put sake in it and a bunch of ice. And it was so refreshing and got us incredibly drunk at the same time. It was very useful.
My wife did watermelon margaritas on July 4th and it may have been the greatest thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Yeah, your wife's a genius.
Yeah, she is. Except in her taste in men. She's horrible at that.
Terrible taste in men. Very low IQ and taste in men.
I am so glad that we got a chance to do this, man. I hope it's not our last time. You're the greatest.
It's not going to be. I mean, it's going to be your last time. I'm actually only going to work with Maddie from now on. But
well, he knows where the big bowl of greens comes from.
Yeah, exactly. guys, it was a pleasure. I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah. Continued success. And, we'll see you soon. Thank you so much, Benny.
Amazing, guys. Thanks.
The Chet Buchanan Show.